It's the Tay and Jay Show. I'm Lon Tay. He is Jeremy Warner. We do this every week, Monday through Friday, 3 to 6. And one thing that I always enjoy, and that's the fact that Jeremy always sets us up with a lot of great interviews. And Jeremy, I mean, I think you've outdone yourself today, and let me tell you why. How often do you get Tim Couch, who's the quarterback, former quarterback, how often do you get his brother to join us on the show? Graham Couch, you are Tim Couch's brother, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. twice removed, but somehow.
Twice removed. This is Graham Couch. I'm only kidding, of course. He is the beat reporter for Western Michigan with the Kalamazoo Gazette. And Graham, I guess Western Michigan, it's kind of funny to hear some of the fans are saying, wow, this is kind of a trap game, blah, blah, blah. Well, you know what? Western Michigan has played Illinois tough the last two times I know, including a win in Detroit. This is not going to be a gimme for Illinois, is it?
Well, Western Michigan can certainly score on anyone and has a history of keeping with teams, especially when it's not the opener. But, you know, I do think that this is a little bit different Illinois team than Western's faced. They're also, most of those guys, a lot of those veterans were around in 2008, so it's not a team that's going to be taken lightly. And certainly Illinois' disinterest in 2008 and being there and that game played a big role in Western winning.
Graham, did you cover that game in 2008?
I did.
What do you remember most from that game? Because like you said, they just looked disinterested. And a lot of the Illinois players are bringing it up. Remember 2008. It's almost like remember the Alamo with this team because of how disappointing that win was. What do you remember most about that game?
Well, I remember thinking that was the first time, that how bad Juice Williams was. That if I were coaching against him, I would blitz 11 and bet he'd throw an interception. And, I mean, it was just awful. And, you know, the week before Western, you know, and that Western defense had Louis Delmas with the Lions and E.J. Biggers with the Bucks. They had good secondary players, but did not have much of a defensive line. And the week before, it got just thrashed up at Central Michigan. And, Illinois just couldn't do it. When they made Juice Williams make a decision, he couldn't do it. And I thought that was really the story. The other story was, you know, I look back at that, Jamarco Simmons had 11 catches for 174 yards, really dominated what was supposed to be a pretty good Illinois secondary. And I still remember in the press conference asking Ron Zook what he thought of Simmons' play, and he wasn't quite sure which one Simmons was, which was somewhat telling. But, yeah, those are kind of the two memories that stand out from that game. And Western was keyed up. Illinois clearly was. And those November games, the November games are really tough in those schools. You're not seeing those anymore. But, you know, the year earlier, Western went in and won at Iowa. And those are just tough games after you played most of your Big Ten slate to get up for.
Talking with Graham Couch, the Western Michigan beat reporter for the Kalamazoo Gazette. You said that you think this team's different. Have you watched them at all? And what makes you think that this Illinois team is different?
Well, they still got the same type of personnel up front. I mean, they look the part more than a lot of even BCS teams. They're different than Michigan. Michigan's, doesn't look that scary on the defensive front. It's more of a Virginia Tech-style athlete, Nebraska-style athlete. It's pretty ferocious. But they just seem pretty dialed in. I mean, the performance against Arizona State that's a pretty good Arizona State football team. And, you know, there's just They seem dialed in. It's early in the year, too. So when you're unbeaten, you got a lot to play for. And, you know, they don't have Juice Williams at quarterback. My opinion of Juice Williams is pretty low. And, you got a great wideout now. You've got some other weapons. And you know, Western Michigan, even though their offensive line has played pretty well, if there's an area that's in big question, it's that group.
Well, Graham, speaking of quarterbacks, I know Western Michigan's got one that Illinois knows everything about. That's Alex Carter. Talk a little bit about him. I mean, he is a solid quarterback.
Yeah, no, I wrote a column that took a lot of heat from Michigan State fans, but I think NFL scouts would agree that, I mean, he is the best quarterback in this state. I mean, he runs the whole show. He's, he's a mobile guy. He makes a lot of decisions. I mean, he puts them in every play, and, he's a great quarterback. There's no question. He could start a lot of places and be really effective, and he'll probably get a shot on Sundays. And he makes a big difference, and he gives them a chance. If they protect him, he gives them a chance, because with having a receiver like Jordan White, who's, pretty much a sure, as long as he stays healthy, mid-round draft pick, I mean, they've got some weapons, and he knows how to use them.
Yeah, and those are the two guys, Graham, that we've heard a lot about is Alex Carter and Jordan White. I saw those guys last year when they played NIU, and Carter made a few mistakes, but I'm guessing he's a year older, a year more mature, and he probably won't make as many of those mistakes. Who are some of the other guys that at least NFL scouts think can make it next year? Because I've heard a lot of people say Western Michigan might have some of the better talent in the MAC.
Yeah, well, Carter's only a junior, and White's of the seniors. It's actually a fairly young team, even though it's a pretty experienced group in some regard. White's the surefire guy. There's some younger players, though, defensively, who are really nice players. Johnny Simon, a sophomore, is playing Rover. A sophomore at corner, Lewis Toller, is, I think, one of the best corners in the MAC, and he'll obviously have his hands full this week. And, you know, can he rise already and play at that level where he can shut down elite receivers? You know, those are things you're going to find out. They've got a Big Ten level running back, but you know and Tevin Drake is a sophomore, but I don't know if the guys creating the holes for him are. It's not really a Big Ten level offensive line, so you know you got to have that. It doesn't do you a whole lot of good to have just a Big Ten level back. But those are the key pieces. There's a lot of young players who are, you know, kind of still in the process of proving themselves and really haven't made a name for themselves individually and are. Two or three years away from being scouted. I will say the defensive line, what gives this Western Michigan team a chance in a lot of games is the defensive line is better than it's been here in a while. But it's still not Illinois level. It's still not BCS level. And that's usually where you see the greatest difference between the MAC and the BCS teams.
We're talking with Graham Couch, the Western Michigan beat writer for the Kalamazoo Gazette here on the Tay and Jay Show. Jeremy Warner, Lante. Graham, the other question I had, they played Denard Robinson, Michigan. It was only a three-quarter game because of all the crazy weather. But, I mean, what have the coaches said about how Nathan Shielhouse and this Illinois offense operates compared to Michigan? I mean, Michigan seems to spread it out more, rely on speed a little more, while Illinois will go straight at you. But what have they said the big problems with stopping this offense will be?
Well, I think they're worried about stopping the run. You know, you obviously have a great wide out there. And the thing is, Denard Robinson is just a different cat. And so when you're playing Michigan, I think, you know, Western went into that game. You're just worried that he's going to beat you with individual greatness. I think they're concerned that, you know, Illinois is just going to pound it down their throat. And they're pretty balanced. I mean, Illinois is a much more balanced team than Michigan. And Shielhouse has been impressive. I mean, he's... You know, I don't think he's a great quarterback yet by any stretch, but he's pretty good. And when you've got, you know, I mean, this is a Western Michigan team that gives up about 150 yards on the ground a game, and I think that's where they're really going to be at a disadvantage. That Illinois is going to be able to control the line of scrimmage there.
Bill Cubitt, I know a lot of fans weren't too happy with him last year. They thought they'd have a better year last year. How's he standing? Are the fans turning a little more around on him this year?
Well, last week helped.
Yeah.
I mean, it was the biggest game that I've covered since I've been here. And the funny thing is, the 3 years ago when they beat Illinois, it was coming off a really disappointing loss at Central Michigan when they had a team that went 9-4, and people really expected to win the MAC that year. And he had to win. I mean, and they had to win, and they really dialed in and got the job done. And what's interesting is, you know, a lot of people are talking about Illinois. Is this a trap game for them? For Western Michigan, I'm curious about how they'll show up. It's tough to describe exactly the emotion and preparation that went into last week. I mean, it was 6-8 months of talking about yesterday's game. It was or last week's game, and they got it done. They played really, really well, and they blew out a Central Michigan team that was ahead of Kentucky in the third quarter, you know, a week earlier. But, you know, and they definitely exhaled, and I'm not sure how that translates to this week. I think it helps in some ways that they're at a Big Ten venue, and they're not getting shipped out to Idaho or something like that where you're I mean, it's easier to get keyed up for this game, but there's definitely, even for Western, I think a little bit of letdown, as strange as that may seem.
Last question for Graham Couch, the Western Michigan beat reporter for the Kalamazoo Gazette. You can follow him on Twitter, @BroncosInsider. And I know the MAC is probably not affected by all this stuff that's going on in college football, conference expansion, but how's all this news coming down in Michigan with all this talk? Are they just sitting there kind of going, huh, just like all the rest of us?
Yes and no. I mean, I think the Big Ten is, you know, one of the real stable leagues, obviously, and in a good position. So the people in Michigan, Michigan State aren't that concerned. You kind of watch, and like everybody else, it's amusing. It's scary a little bit as a college sports fan. You don't want too many things to change if you like certain rivalries and certain things. From the MAC's perspective, you may lose a team like a Temple in football or something like that, but it's not. This is a league that, you know, travel-wise makes a ton of sense geographically with buses, and I mean, it doesn't make a ton of sense for for any of those teams to venture up. The one thing that could happen is if you do wind up with that four-team playoff and four 16-team power leagues or something, just the idea that even going into a season, as rare as it would be that a MAC team would be in discussion for everything, just that you wouldn't even have the opportunity to go undefeated and be in discussion for a national championship. I'm one of those people who believes if you're going to be in the same division of football, there ought to be that outside chance for a team somehow. And if that's going to be the case, teams like Western Michigan ought to look at playing in a different division.
Graham, are you heading down for the game?
I am leaving early Saturday morning.
Awesome. Well, have fun down here. Be careful getting down here. And, Graham, thank you so much for joining us here on the Tay and Jay Show.
Absolutely. Enjoyed it.
All right. Thanks, thank Graham. You. That is Graham Couch. He is the Western Michigan beat reporter for the Kalamazoo Gazette. And tomorrow we're going to have the head coach from Western Michigan, Bill Cuban, on with us.
Yeah, and I know last year a lot of fans were up in arms because they thought they were going to have a better year. And he talked about that Western Michigan Central Michigan
right.
game. When you talk about rivalries, that's as big as it is in the MAC. But interesting things he had to say, especially about Juice Williams.
Yes.
You know, not a fan of Juice Williams, and I would almost agree with that. You know, obviously Juice had a great 2007, but then 2008, I think he was one of those main guys that maybe thought that they had arrived and didn't put in all that effort. So it's interesting what he had to say, just as an outsider's perspective of that.
It's pretty neat. All right, we've still got more this hour. We're going to have strength and conditioning coach for Illinois, Lou Hernandez, is going to join us here on the Tay and Jay Show. Lots to cover. We're back. Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.